This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves here. Can bring up anything that you want with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype, so you can Skype in here. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Coming up, a little bit more from the international scene with Russia and the U.S. having a continued spat. Daryl, you've got the update there, but let's go to the phones first, where Anthony is on the line. I'm guessing this is Anthony DeLorio from Decentral and Jax.io. Am I correct?
You're right. Hey, guys.
Hey, you're calling us unexpected. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you sent me an email earlier today asking for some clarification on what's going on with the impending fork that's happening and what the users need to do in terms of their Bitcoin and stuff. So I thought I'd just give a shout and saw that Daryl's on the line too and want to have a little chat with him about Ethereum afterwards.
All right, that's totally fine. Daryl is a big critic of Ethereum, and I know you were one of the founders of it. So yeah, let's talk about the impending fork first, though, for sure, because I know I was thanked by one of our listeners recently for, you know, us talking about this on the radio with Coinbase coming out and making the announcement that they are not going to be supporting the what's called Bitcoin Cash fork of Bitcoin that's expected to happen coming up on August 1st, and Coinbase being one of the biggest brokerage houses, if you will, for people acquiring Bitcoin. A lot of people got that message and they were wondering, well, how do I protect my opportunity to split Bitcoin, if Bitcoin does split, and it sure does sound like it's going to, coming up on August 1st, into this sort of original Bitcoin and then this new Bitcoin Cash version. What do they do, Anthony? What's the simplest solution here?
Well, the first thing is to make sure that you are in control of the keys to your Bitcoin. So that's the first thing, and with exchanges such as Coinbase, you're not in control of the keys, and they're saying they're not supporting it. So they're suggesting everybody has, that does want to have access to Bitcoin Cash, remove their funds from Coinbase into a wallet that does support you owning your own keys. And then that's the first mechanism. Make sure you get into something where you're controlling the keys. Once you're in control of the keys, you're safe. Okay, so whether or not a wallet actually does support BCC is irrelevant, because then in your wallet, you're able to export the keys. The keys can be imported somewhere else if that wallet doesn't support BCC. And then
BCC being the short code, if you will, or the acronym for Bitcoin Cash. That's what they're
calling.
Although
apparently there's another...
Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, apparently there's another crypto. I don't know what the actual name is,
but
there's another thing that has been using BCC.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. BCH, actually, is what Kraken's calling Bitcoin Cash now. So they've come out and said they're...
Big announcement. Kraken is one of the major domestic exchanges, meaning they're located primarily in the United States. They have announced support for this BCC or BCH, this Bitcoin Cash, and that they're saying that they're going to make it easy for people, which, of course, the risk is that if you're leaving your Bitcoin on Kraken or any exchange, you always risk a possible hack of the exchange. But if people do have Bitcoin in Kraken, they have promised that after a fork, that both Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, the equivalent amount of Bitcoin Cash that you have to the amount of Bitcoin you have, will be available in your Kraken account. So as far as ease of the split, it sounds like Kraken's probably going to be one of the easiest ways to do it, but you're letting go of your control of your private key in that case, right?
Yeah, but if you've already got them on Kraken, you're already entrusting your keys to Kraken. So actually, Kraken's a very reputable exchange. I'm good friends with the guys there. I've got a lot of respect for what they do. So for me, if there is an exchange you'll actually be dealing with, Coinbase is a good option. Kraken is. But if you're dealing with the BCC now, Kraken's going to be a better option for you because
right.
they will provide you.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. They will provide you with basically what they'll do is they'll set up another account in your account, and then you're going to wake up one day and you'll have BCC in there. So they own the keys, but they're going to take the funds for your that you have in your account and match it and you'll just then have another, you'll have your funds, two funds. You'll have your Bitcoin and you'll have your BCC. So it's a very simple thing, and I do recommend that service as well.
Good to know that you're friendly with the folks over there at Kraken. I mean, they've always been pretty, you know, easy to use, and I think that was where, when I had when the Ether split happened last year, I think I had some Ether in there, and it just made it super easy. And the nice thing about that was that if you're somebody who wants to dump one or the other coin, because one of the things that's going to happen when this split happens is there's these, you know, adherents to one side or the other who are like big fans of one side or the other, and they're going to hold on to their Bitcoin, wait until the split. So if they've got, let's say they've got, you know, 10 Bitcoin, and then the fork happens, and then you have 10 Bitcoin and 10 Bitcoin Cash. The people who are like, yeah, Bitcoin Cash, are going to, you know, may sell their Bitcoin to try to get more Bitcoin Cash. Or the people who are like, yeah, original Bitcoin, might try to sell their Bitcoin Cash to get original Bitcoin. So there's going to be a crazy kind of trading day here, the sort of first opportunity for people to jump in and trade. We're seeing the, according to CoinMarketCap.com, if you actually look on that site, that'll show you the Bitcoin. If you put in BCC, then it gives you the choice. It's BitConnect is the other one, Daryl. That's the original BCC. But this new BCC, Bitcoin Cash, they've got what's called a futures market. Right now, the Bitcoin Cash is trading at $402 per Bitcoin. So basically, like, what, a fifth, essentially, of the value of a Bitcoin right now? Something like that. I think Bitcoin is, what, around 2,700?
It was about 27 this morning.
Yeah. So, Anthony, I mean, what are your thoughts on Bitcoin Cash? You personally, I mean, I know that Jax, our official Bitcoin wallet here, and your wallet, the thing that you do at Jax.io, has yet to sort of map out a roadmap for whether or not you're going to be kind of allowing Bitcoin Cash in the app and how soon. But what do you think is going to happen with Bitcoin Cash? Because some people are saying it's going to get, like, crushed out of existence within the first couple of days. Got any predictions?
I don't know. I kind of let Charlie Shrem follow that for us. I'm so busy running the company and thinking, like, we consider it's an altcoin right now. It's an altcoin that we're getting a lot of requests for. That's basically the way that we look at it. And we would love to give people the option and choice to carry in Jax. It's what we do. We're multi-currency. We're multi-platform. And that's the kind of thing we support. If there's enough demand, we'll give people the choice. And we're going to get a lot of flack potentially from one side that's going to say, why are you guys supporting it? Because people want it. And you have a choice not to use it. If you don't want to use it, don't use it. But if people want it, they're going to be able to get it.
There's a bunch of stuff in Jax that I'm not interested in. I mean, probably the majority of the coins there, but there are a few that I find it very, very useful for. And you guys were one of the wallets, maybe, I don't know if it was the first one, but definitely the first one I noticed that allowed users to have both Ethereum and Ethereum Classic after the Ethereum split last year.
Yeah, there was actually a tool inside of Jax that actually split the Ether for you right in Jax, and then you would
have both in there.
So. Yeah, and that's the same type of thing. We got a lot of flack from the Ethereum community, but you see the Ethereum community is not really pushing back anymore on Classic. It's another token. It provides competition. We all love competition, right, guys? It's not good to have monopolies out there. And if something can push you better and it has other options and features, some people will like it. Whatever thing has better options and features will be the thing that people use. And it's all evolution. It's all progression. And I welcome it. And if our users want it, we're going to support it. So for now, we're saying that it's not as easy as just throwing it in, and that's what some people don't understand. Sometimes it can take days and days and days to index the blockchain, especially something as big as Bitcoin right now with 140, 100 something gigs. That's all got to be indexed into a database, and that takes days and days and days. So it's not just as easy as flipping a switch and doing it. We also have to make sure that we're covering other things. This has like been thrown at us pretty quickly here.
It did come out of nowhere.
Is there currently a standalone Bitcoin Cash wallet that anybody can use, or is it just something that is, you know, in existence as some kind of code on a Bitcoin node?
I'm not sure. I have not been following it. I've stopped reading Reddit. I don't really keep up to date on a lot of things anymore.
I can answer that to some extent here. Neil Connor from Lamassu, who's one of the tech guys over there, he's been following the Bitcoin Cash thing very closely and has been posting updates in various different places. And according to BitcoinCash.org, they actually have a list of supported wallets right now, companies that have come out and said, you know, we're going to support this. And the wallets include mostly what appears to be mostly the kind of full node style wallet meaning that you would have to have like a desktop or laptop computer with a fair amount of hard drive space.
Right, but just because they're going to support it in a week,
some are supporting it right now.
That
right now.
Okay.
Like right now. You can download the Bitcoin Unlimited. Anthony, you wanted to talk more about Ethereum. Stand by. We're going to get into that conversation here if you've got time. More in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Check out bitcoincash.org, and there's a lot more information there.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money." Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. You know, we do talk a lot about Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live because it's a phenomenon. The world's first decentralized cryptocurrency. It's amazing, but it's not the only thing out there. We've also been talking about Dash, which is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. We've actually got Anthony DiOrio on the line with us here from Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jaxx.io. And we've been talking, by the way, Jax does support Dash. If you're not on Apple, did Apple ever come on board with Dash? Are they still holding...
There's a version that's like 17 versions behind.
They're
that
still holding
have
it back.
Dash.
So
No. We've got Dash. Dash is okay. On iOS. Apple finally approved a release after 3 months that was
really?
In limbo. And since then, they've actually released two more. We've been able to get up two more in a couple of days to make things up at par with our current versions of the other apps. And now they actually called us today and said, we're not going to hold you guys anymore. So it's actually been pretty good. We've had some good results from that, and it's up to date now. And our iOS users are really happy. And we've since also added Civic and added Bcap, so a couple other ones. And, things are pretty good on the iOS front.
Good. I'm glad to hear that news. We'll definitely let our listeners know because one of them was just saying that he wanted Apple to update the wallet. So maybe he needs to go and check. Has it been pushed out yet? It's available through the App Store?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good to know. So we were talking about the upcoming fork of Bitcoin, and it looks like it's going to happen coming up on August 1st. A lot of the exchanges are going to be shutting down some amount of their trading abilities with Bitcoin during this because there can be kind of a dangerous time shortly after a fork where there are these things called replay attacks that could become possible. And so they just need to kind of make sure that they can put certain, I guess, protections in place. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. They're using extra precaution and make sure everything's all right. I think it's a very reasonable thing to do. And of course, this is also on the heels of SegWit, also in SegWit 2X. So there's kind of back-to-back things going on here. And there's a lot of – it's an interesting time, as it always is in the crypto space, and things move really quickly. And who knows where this will go after this is all done. My thinking is that everything will happen smoothly. We'll end up with two coins a few months from now. People are going to accept there's just a couple different coins there now. And they'll prove competition for each other, and I think it's great.
Yeah, which one will become the dominant Bitcoin? Because after Ethereum split last year, there was Ethereum, which was the one that went back in time to cover up a mistake that was made in the programming of this thing called the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, which we don't need to get into all the details on that, but somebody got robbed, basically. A bunch of people got robbed through a crack in the code that was written.
A loophole in the smart contract.
Right, and so they said, well, we're going to go back in time, we're going to undo that robbery, and we'll hard fork from before the robbery happened. That version of Ethereum actually became the most popular version, the Ethereum Classic model, which is still very popular. There's still, you know, it's like, what, number five or something the last time I looked in the at coincap.io. But that one is worth a fraction of the amount of the fixed Ethereum or the jump back in time Ethereum. Regardless, it'll be interesting to see how the market decides to handle the upcoming fork of Bitcoin Cash. Now, since we're talking about Ethereum, Anthony, you mentioned you had wanted to talk to Daryl specifically about Ethereum. He's been a critic of the smart contracts, and I don't know if that's what you wanted to address. Please feel free.
Yeah, you know what? I listen on the podcast. This is one of the rare times that I'm actually listening live to the show. So I'm always listening to the podcast, I've heard Daryl speak about Ethereum on a number of occasions, and I thought it'd be cool to kind of call in and just maybe take my side of it and what I think about Ethereum. And
all right, so give me like a 2-minute sales pitch on why self-enforcing smart contracts are the way to go.
So pretty much Bitcoin is also a smart contract platform. You send a transaction. You make an agreement. You follow the rules. You send a transaction. It goes to the other person, and you're done. There's no someone saying, okay, well, you didn't mean to do that. We'll send it back to you. Or, you know, I didn't mean to do what I meant to do. It is, but it's a very limited smart contract platform. It's very limited. And as people were trying to do more complex financial things on top of Bitcoin, they were really struggling. And that's really where the idea and concept of Ethereum came from back in 2013. And we introduced like full-blown smart contracts on a blockchain. And basically, if you think of Bitcoin and what it's doing to finance and what it's doing to governments eventually, it's basically putting the hands of the people, and it's making it so that other entities, these third parties, these intermediaries that are always in the way of me and you interacting with financial transactions, they're not needed anymore. It's cheaper, it's better, it's faster. Well, now with Ethereum, you can actually code contracts that get put onto the network, and you write these up. You can have people that agree to things, the contract. We all love contracts. You know, you agree to terms of something, and let's say it's a sports score. It's a betting thing. I say that, you know, you think the team's going to win. I think the team's going to win. We draft up the contract. It goes on to Ethereum. And then you sit waiting for data to come into the contract that says, hey, this thing happened. The Wizards beat the Celtics. And, okay, what does this contract say? It says, if the Celtics win, you pay out this guy. And that's what happened. It executes. It removes the need for these intermediaries that are always standing between us having to do things. This can
so
be lawyers.
Let me give
this,
the,
one second. One second. One second. This can be lawyers. This can be insurance companies. It's taking this disintermediation that we're seeing right now in the financial services and governments with money, and it's taking it to other areas and other sectors that can remove certain people that we don't really need to stand between peers and individuals interacting between each other. It's very similar to Bitcoin, and I don't understand why you like Bitcoin. This is a smart thing that automates automatically based on what people think and the contracts people have. The same type of system. People don't want to use the contracts and don't use them, but I just have not really seen a good case that you bring up as to why this is any different.
Well, the way it's different is with Bitcoin, I've never had some contract that I've signed on Bitcoin that said you are going to do X at 4 p.m. and if it doesn't happen at 4 p.m. it's going to enforce itself. And the example that I often give is, let's say I borrow $20 from Ian and I say I will pay you back at 4 o'clock on Friday, and I wind up getting stuck in a traffic light and I send a text, hey, I'm going to be 5 minutes late. Oops.
No,
well,
problem.
The smart
no
contract
problem.
Enforces
no
itself.
No, not if you've written it into the contract. Okay, you can write
well,
the
maybe
contract
I'm not a coder, and I don't realize that it's not in the contract to not be something.
Then,
so
then don't
you're
use it.
Saying
but
that
you,
people
you,
need to be coders to understand smart
no,
contracts.
I'm
let's, saying
let's
smart contracts are stupid because they take away
right,
common
Daryl,
sense.
I want you to make sure that he has a chance to respond coming up here in moments. More with Anthony from Jax. We're going to talk about smart contracts.
I think we'll just have to agree to disagree.
Well, he hasn't even had a chance to respond yet. It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. And I do want to remind you that we've got a website over at freetalklive.com. The front page actually allows you to create the content that you see there on the front page, which we will frequently go to take a look at and see if we want to talk about any of those things on the radio. So it's a great way to get a show prep suggestion over to us and also allow every other listener to participate in helping us decide what people want to talk about. So you go to freetalklive.com. You can submit whatever you want there. It's a Reddit-based system, and it's totally free to use it. So again, go to freetalklive.com. We've got Anthony DiOrio from calling us from Toronto at the Jax home offices there, JAXX.io, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Anthony, you're one of the creators of Ethereum, which is right now the number two in market cap cryptocurrency right beneath Bitcoin. And it's taken off in recent months, especially with the ICO craze, this initial coin offering craze, where all these different companies and organizations are offering an ICO, offering these tokens in return for investment in the form of Ether, which is the cryptocurrency that the Ethereum platform is using. And there's been just a tremendous amount of investment money that has been pouring into these various companies doing the ICO. And that's one example of a smart contract, is where the smart contract says, well, if for anybody who invests Ether, the currency, return to them a certain amount of these tokens, you know, Daryl tokens or whatever that, you know, they might be called. There's a bunch of them. You mentioned Civic, Anthony, and our listeners who've been listening for a while might remember we interviewed Vinny Lingham from Civic from, I believe it was the D10E conference last year. Civic's a company that's doing ID stuff, so they're doing, like, some kind of blockchain decentralized identification. I don't know how it works, but
they're doing a system that enables you to actually own your own identity and be able to decide how your identity is passed along and only release certain things to certain people for verification. It's really a way for you to control your own identity. And that's another example of a use case of a smart contract. Another would be a use case would be that you want to make a reoccurring Bitcoin payment, but you can't do that with Bitcoin. So wouldn't it be great if using Rootstock, which is also a smart contract platform that's being built on Bitcoin, that you could actually make reoccurring payments every week and say, hey, every Friday, I want to make this payment out here. I'd like to say I'll put 20% of my Bitcoin holdings out. There's a lot of use cases for these things. They'll all be done through applications that are very easy to use. You don't have to code. There'll be ways that you can go down and checklist or say, I want this to be in there, this to be in there. And if something goes wrong, I'd like this to happen. Or if I'd like an arbitrator, if in case something else happens down here and we can have that person. There's lots of things that you can do with smart contracts, and they're not dumb, as some people might say. They're actually much smarter than Bitcoin. And they actually automate a lot of processes that allow a lot of cost savings and take actually the control back to the user so that we're not relying on people necessarily to step in. Like,
I think there's some benefits to that. I can see both sides of the argument here. So let me just sum up for our listeners just tuning in. You're saying, Anthony, that the smart contracts that Ethereum allows for, that Bitcoin really doesn't, it didn't have baked into it like Ethereum does, that these smart contracts would allow to sort of cut out the middleman in a lot of transactions between humans. So, like, eliminating attorneys from, let's say, you know, wills or, you know, whatever contract negotiations or whatever. There would be a way to cut out title companies, attorneys. I mean, there's all kinds of things that could be eliminated and therefore make those industries more efficient. But on the other hand, Daryl says, well, what if you're 10 minutes late to this smart contract and then the contract enforces itself, but you were late and, you know, you were stuck in traffic. Now it's irreversible.
You wouldn't agree to that contract unless you really meant to. You would sign it. You'd say, I agree to this. And then if you don't pay it, the money would come out of your account. It's just the way it is. But you agreed to those terms. No one forced you into anything. If you don't like the terms, don't go into the contract.
Right, and I'm glad you keep saying if you don't like smart contracts, don't use them, and that's the side that I'm standing on, is I'm not
No, I'm not saying don't use it. I'm saying you wouldn't go into that contract you're talking about.
Right. I'm not going
you were
to
be
use
late.
Smart contracts anyway, because...
Okay, but the person who was late was in a contract. The person who's late was in a contract, and they're not going to complain afterwards because they signed a contract. It's like, well... I didn't know that was going to happen. You signed a contract. It carried out.
People sign EULAs all the time, and there have been companies that wind up putting stuff in there of, we own your firstborn son, we own your soul. Nobody reads EULA.
It's the same thing with Bitcoin, Daryl. You make a payment, you're not expecting someone to take it back, and you can't give the buts. But I didn't mean to send that, but this, and you want someone to step in, you want some legal person to come in and say to you, oh, well, it wasn't what it meant to happen. That's what Bitcoin does, is removes the need from those people, and if the contracts are smart,
I'm not signing contract. When I go to the local shop where I buy my honey, I don't sign a contract. I send a certain amount of Bitcoin. And I verify, yep, I am intending to send $11 for this transaction. There's no contract involved.
But in order to get a refund...
The point is that in order to get a refund, you wouldn't have someone else come in and say, we're going to give you your money back, or we'll have someone step in. You'd have to deal with the person, and you have to talk to them, and you can do that. But
right,
when you sign a contract within two people, the two people that are in that got to accept, I signed the rules, this is what the rules are, and it's executed as normal. Yeah, I don't need some other third-party person to actually start to say something, unless I bake that in there as well. And you can do that if you want. It gives you a lot more freedom and a lot more choice, and you can make the contracts that you want without needing these third parties carrying things out.
It always just seemed to me that the answer to Daryl's objection was, well, okay, the contract enforced itself at 4 o'clock. Daryl was 10 minutes late. But then the other person could just be like, oh, well, yeah, you were stuck in traffic and hit the button that, you know, reverses or whatever. Wouldn't that be a possibility?
Definitely. They'd have the money, and you could talk to them and say, hey, this is what happened, and you give them the money back. But if you let's say your insurance company, instead of you got a policy that activates when there's a certain amount of rain that happens on a particular day, and instead of having to go through the layers of adjusters and all this thing, it says, oh, this happened, hail the policyholders, boom, done, cost savings, don't need the manual processes, all of the time and delays that could potentially happen down the road. Wire transfers, you know, you can have something done that doesn't take 5 days. It happens instantly when things happen. It's just about efficiencies, about choice, and it's going to cut
along. How about fraud? What about contract fraud? It would seem to me that... It would seem to me that a contract that is written into a blockchain is immutable, and so therefore you don't have to worry about somebody
unless the coders decide to go back and reverse it.
That's where I agree with you, Daryl. I agree with you there. I thought that was a horrible move. They chose consensus over immutability. They basically said, well, all these people want to change this back, so we're going to do that. Instead of standing by the code is law, it's immutable, it can't be changed. And I was really disappointed in that decision. I left Ethereum in 2015, and I was against the DAO changeover. I would have lost about $100,000 because I accepted it as, you know, this was what happened. And it wasn't a theft, Ian. It was more of the person exploited a flaw in the code, but the code exactly executed as it should have. And he saw the way it was. And so I wouldn't say it was stolen.
An exploit, perhaps?
It was an exploit.
But he found a loophole.
Found a loophole. It happened. The investor should have lost their money. That's the way I saw it. And I was an investor.
I agree with you there. I think that's one of the things that
all... guys, immutability is more important than consensus. The whole thing about blockchain is that it's immutable. It's set in stone. No government can come and do something and change. You can't go back and do it. It's done. It's code as law. And that's the same as Ethereum as the contract. So when you start saying consensus is more... Not you guys, but they said consensus was more important. They reversed it, and I thought that was just horrible. And that's where Classic has come out from and said, we're saying immutability is more important. And then you've got these two things, consensus against immutability, and they're kind of facing off against each other. And that's the great thing about competition.
So if you're worried about the contract being somehow reversed, which would, it would have to be a pretty big thing, like this DAO was, what, $150 million of investment money, and it was the first time that anything like that had ever been done. They have yet to redo that reversal, you know, like subsequent robberies or whatever have happened. But I guess if you're ultimately concerned about that, you could always put your contract on the Ethereum Classic blockchain, where it's much less likely to be reversed. I think it's interesting because it does provide a lot of opportunities that Bitcoin hasn't yet. And it even was nipping at Bitcoin's heels there, Ethereum, for a while, although recently it's dropped in value quite a bit when compared to Bitcoin. So it still is interesting to watch it. And Anthony, I think we've pretty much handled this. I appreciate you calling in here tonight. Was there anything else you wanted to share?
No, it's good, guys. I really enjoy talking with you, and thanks so much.
Thanks, Anthony DiOrio, the creator of Jax.io, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, calling us from Toronto. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So we've been talking about Bitcoin and Ethereum and the cryptocurrency universe, which is going to get a little more interesting after the weekend is over with the expected what's called hard fork of Bitcoin coming up on August 1st.
The user-activated hard fork.
Correct. That's just a name for something. I mean,
right,
it's being activated by some miners, which technically are users, but I don't know.
Right, but there's also a thing that would be a miner activated, meaning that some of the miners are saying, we are going to do X.
No, that's what is being said. The user, so-called user-activated hard fork has been announced and created by a mining operation called ViaBTC. That is the organization that is primarily behind this hard fork.
Now, okay, I thought it was a group of users then found a miner to get on board.
Technically, miners are users as well. So, I mean, it just seems like a loose definition or a loose application of the term user. I think it was more in, originally it was in response to the idea of the so-called user-activated soft fork,
right,
which was also supposed to happen on August 1st. And for listeners unfamiliar, I mean, I don't want to get too technical here, but basically there's been these two sides in Bitcoin that have been fighting over how to scale Bitcoin up. It's been the Bitcoin network's full of transactions.
Right.
It's maxed out. And so they've been arguing for 2 or 3 years as to how to go about doing this. And some of these people who support what's called segregated witness as a solution to the scaling problem, they had announced that, well, if we don't get our way, then on August 1st, we're going to soft fork Bitcoin. We, the users, are going to soft fork Bitcoin. But in order to fork Bitcoin, they would still need miners to back their proposal on August 1st. Now,
correct.
The thing is, they're getting their segregated witness as part of this thing called SegWit2x.
Right. And some of the people that were behind this user-activated soft fork only wanted SegWit. They didn't want the 2X portion.
Which would double the block size, which is the other side of this thing. The other side that is of this conflict is the group that says, well, we want to double the block size from 1 megabyte to 2 megabytes, and that will help solve the problem. And eventually they would want to increase it further than that. And so both sides kind of came together in back in late May, and they came to this agreement. They called it SegWit 2X, and since then they've been working to implement that. So step one of SegWit 2X is to implement SegWit. Step two is the 2X part, which comes like three months later, probably sometime in November, apparently, or something like that. So, you know, you've got this conflict that's been ongoing. My question is, what's going to happen with the user-activated soft fork? Everybody's pretty much saying in the articles I've been reading that that's kind of a done deal. Like, it's not going to happen on August 1st because they're getting their segregated witness. But is it possible that they're going to try to soft fork anyway because later on the SegWit thing has the 2X part and they don't support that?
It's possible that they might try, but whether or not they're successful is a completely different question.
Yeah, and it seemed like at least as of a few weeks ago, but the thing is, these things change so quickly within the cryptocurrency world. I don't know what the current...
By they, I could mean as few as two people that are like, you know, hardcore user-activated software. We're all in!
Right.
You know, it's like the Bernie people of... Donald Trump just got sworn into office. Here's how Bernie can still become president.
Yeah, it could very much be like that. They may find it more... They may be more likely to bide their time. So to accept that they're getting what they wanted, the segregated witness, but then try to stop the hard fork later on to the 2 megabyte part of the SegWit 2X. So there may be another showdown later on in November. Things could get very dramatic again at that time. But
now there's also, I've seen some sort of flowcharts of, here's a flowchart of all the possibilities of what might happen on August 1st. And there are so many different things that could happen to where, you know, it's impossible to
know for sure.
Well, one, it's impossible to know for sure, but two, it's impossible to try to, unless you're very knowledgeable of all the technicals involved, to explain it on a radio show.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That has commercials. Like, I'm sure somebody with a 3-hour podcast with no commercials could just sit there and explain everything.
Well, it doesn't even matter about the commercials, the attention span. I mean, even if we didn't have commercials, you'd still have people who are going to punch in when they get out of work and punch out when they get home. They're only going to hear 20 minutes or whatever.
But people listening to a podcast generally are going to listen to the entire podcast.
Correct.
And, you know, because we're on broadcast radio.
Yeah.
Right. We don't do just a podcast. We're a radio show that has a podcast version of the show. So we have to, you know, every 10 minutes or so, recap, here's what we've been talking about.
That's right.
And it would be impossible to delve into this flowchart. All right, so we're on point 17.
Nor would it be that interesting because, you know, this isn't a Bitcoin show.
Right.
And you would have to have, like, not even in a Bitcoin show, it'd have to be like a technically adept Bitcoin show because, you know, there's Bitcoin talk for the sort of average Bitcoiner of somebody who, oh, I've got a Bitcoin wallet on my phone, I've got some Bitcoin on there, what do I do August 1st? There's that conversation, which we can have here. And then there's the conversation you're talking about of, you know, picking apart the various different sort of game theory scenarios of exactly what could happen when.
Well, and also, could you wind up with five different things calling itself Bitcoin?
You could. Yes, there's a possibility.
You could, and here's the different possibilities, and this will happen if this.
Highly unlikely, I would say. Now, obviously, there's some scenarios that have a greater likelihood than other scenarios.
Correct.
But the fact is, it looks like Bitcoin's definitely going to fork on Monday at least once. There's a possibility it could fork more than once.
I think you mean Tuesday.
I'm sorry, Tuesday. Well, depends on what time, where. August 1st at, like, Greenwich Mean Time, midnight 20, I think, is when one of them's going to happen.
Would be basically when this show starts.
So this will be July. Right. So it'll be actually July 31st in Eastern Time when this all goes down. Whereas if you're in Japan, it's going to be later in the morning or mid-morning. So, you know, it's going to be different.
And it might be Wednesday in Guam because time zones are weird. Hello, Guam.
Yeah, good morning, Guam. Except Guam actually isn't listening to us live. So if you're listening to us in Guam, you're actually listening like the next day in the evening or something like that. I still don't exactly know how all of that shakes out, but I'm grateful you're there listening. Anyway, so yeah, we don't know exactly what's going to pan out, but we do know this, and this kind of to recap briefly in case you're just tuning in, we had Anthony DeOrio on from Jackson. One of the things that we definitely agreed with him on is that if you want to be able to benefit from the upcoming fork, and that is to get, you know, you have your original Bitcoin right now after the fork. If you're holding your Bitcoin in what's called a non-custodial wallet, which I find that name confusing, but if you are holding it in a wallet like Jax, Blockchain, Airbits, what are some of the other non-custodial ones? I mean, lots of the ones that you install on your phone would be non-custodial. Bread wallets and those types of wallets. You'll be able to export
Mycelium.
Mycelium's one of them for sure. Thank you. You'll be able to export your keys. And actually, I was just talking with the guys from Jax today about how to do that, and it's there are a couple of options. So I was worried that they only had the 12-word backup phrase. They do allow you to export your keys, like the actual
Airbits
key
does as well.
Yeah. So and I saw that with Airbits. The actual key of like this jumbled bunch of numbers and letters that is essentially the key to your private access to your Bitcoin. Once the split happens, then you'll be able to take those keys, export them, and import them into some piece of software that will support this new Bitcoin Cash. That's going to be the tricky part.
Right.
Because the average person is not going to likely want to, you know, put a 140-gigabyte program on their computer because that's going to take up a lot of space. Most people aren't willing to do that. And so the question is, which of the programs that are available for the Bitcoin Cash will be easiest to use for people? That I don't have the answer for. It seems to me that the easiest road is to put your Bitcoin on the Kraken exchange and let them do it for you because they say they're going to be doing that. They're going to support it. But the problem there is you're then entrusting the exchange and their security. If they get robbed over the weekend, you could be out your Bitcoin and your Bitcoin Cash.
Or if some federal agent decides that Kraken's involved in money laundering and they take
in.
It out like they did with BTCe, and we talked about that last night.
So there's a risk involved there. If you do it on Kraken, it'll be easy if it works out and they don't get robbed or hacked.
Right.
And then you'll have your Bitcoin Cash almost immediately to, if you want to trade it. Let's say you don't believe in Bitcoin Cash, you just want to sell it all. You'd be able to easily do that if you left it on Kraken. But again, you're letting them control your private keys and anything can happen. So the safest way is to hold your own private keys and then go to bitcoincash.org to learn more about the different options as far as what you can do with those private keys. But getting them out of Jax is an easy process. You just go into the tools menu. We're coming up here in moments. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live. If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.